tired of wearing glasses or contact lenses, ready to consider laser eye surgery, but maybe you're still a little unsure, anxious, or even doubtful that it's right for you? Hi, listeners. This is Garrett Hall with another Shands HealthCast, and here with me to help you make your decision about laser eye surgery is UF ophthalmologist and laser eye surgical specialist, Dr. Cameron Johnson. Thanks for joining me today for this HealthCast, Dr. Johnson.
It's great to be here.
We'll be talking to Dr. Johnson about refractive imperfections, which lead to poor eyesight, and how a new type of laser eye surgery called eye LASIK is helping people see better with less complications and greater accuracy than traditional laser eye surgeries. And as always, listeners, stay tuned, and at the end of this HealthCast, I'll tell you how you can schedule an appointment with a UF ophthalmologist. Well, Dr. Johnson, real quick, a little bit about yourself, your education and training.
I completed medical school at Vanderbilt University and a residency in ophthalmology at Vanderbilt Eye Institute. I then came to University of Florida to undertake a fellowship in cornea, external disease, and refractive surgery. My interests include refractive surgery, cataract surgery, and corneal transplantation.
And what attracted you to ophthalmology?
Basically, it was a specialty where you could really fix problems and see the benefit that you've given people. Also, it's a specialty in which you can see the problems that you're diagnosing.
And no pun intended there with see the problems. So what happens that causes a person's vision to break down? What's going on inside the eye? Talk to us about refractive imperfections.
Refractive imperfections are caused when images aren't perfectly focused on the retina, which if you're thinking of the eye as a camera, the retina is like the film in the camera. These imperfections occur because the focusing power of the cornea, like the lens of a camera, is either too strong or too weak for the length of the eye. The main symptom is blurred vision, which can either be worse in the distance, as in nearsightedness, or up close, as in farsightedness. People with astigmatism can have blurry vision at near and distance. Other symptoms include glare around lights at night.
In the past, Dr. Johnson, someone might turn to a standard LASIK procedure to correct their vision. What is standard LASIK surgery? And then a little bit later on, we'll get into how eye LASIK differs from that.
In standard LASIK, an oscillating blade is used to make a flap on the surface of the cornea. The cornea is then flattened or steepened with a laser in order to alter its power and focus light on the retina. The correction used in standard LASIK is determined with the same subjective test used to fit people for glasses.
And so how does eye LASIK differ from standard LASIK?
The eye LASIK procedure differs from standard LASIK in that a laser called the intralase is used to make the flap. This provides much more precision in determining the depth and size of the flap. Therefore, the flap is able to be made thinner than with most blades, and this preserves more of the natural strength of the cornea. This laser also reduces the chance of problems with the flap compared to using a blade. Eye LASIK also uses a technology known as custom view, which makes a unique fingerprint of the patient's refractive error. This technology measures the patient's eye 25 times more precisely than standard LASIK methods. It also corrects what are known as higher order aberrations, which are errors other than nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. These affect the quality of vision and currently cannot be corrected with glasses, contacts, or standard LASIK.
So who can benefit from eye LASIK?
The people who would benefit from eye LASIK would be those with nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism. Eye LASIK would give them the chance to have freedom from glasses or contacts.
Who wouldn't want that? I've been wearing glasses for years, and they tend to get in the way when I'm playing sports or working in the yard. So I resort to contacts sometimes, and then you've got issues of comfort and dryness, etc. This sounds great. So tell us about the patient experience. What can a patient expect when they come to see you?
Eye LASIK is an outpatient procedure which takes place in our new state-of-the-art climate-controlled surgical suite at Hampton Oaks. Hampton Oaks is an outpatient clinic with convenient parking and a convenient location right next to the Oaks Mall. During the preoperative evaluation, an instrument called a wave scan makes a map of the patient's refractive error. Other scans of the cornea are done to ensure that the patient is a good candidate for eye LASIK. The surgeon also does a complete eye exam to make sure that the patient's eye is healthy. On the day of surgery, the patient is offered medication to help them relax. The patient is brought back to the operating suite and placed on a bed, which positions them correctly at the first laser. Numbing drops are given to prevent discomfort, along with an antibiotic to prevent infection. A device is placed on the eye to help line the laser up precisely, and the laser makes the flap in less than a minute. The bed is then rotated to the other laser. The flap is lifted, and the patient is instructed to look at a light. The laser tracks any movement of the eye and even has a safety feature, which will temporarily stop the laser if the eye moves out of range. The laser then can be restarted after repositioning. There is a loud clicking sound while the laser is operating. Afterwards, the flap is repositioned, additional eye drops are given, and the patient is brought to another room for a postoperative examination. There is minimal discomfort. The patient returns the following day for another examination.
And what happens at that follow-up exam?
It's basically just a post-op exam, make sure the flap is well aligned and that everything looks good.
And so how long does eye LASIK take?
The procedure usually takes less than 15 minutes.
And what about recovery time? How soon is someone able to see clearly?
The patient usually has good vision the next day, although the vision may continue to improve for the first couple of weeks.
And how quickly can someone return to their normal routine?
The day after surgery, most patients are able to return to work, provided they don't work in a dusty environment or have a very physical job.
Any side effects, Dr. Johnson, or post-operative issues people need to know about?
Occasionally, people can have dry eye after LASIK. During the comprehensive evaluation beforehand, we check for dry eye, and if dry eye is present, then we treat it beforehand.
And how do you usually treat dry eye?
With either artificial tears or prescription drops such as Restasis, which causes a patient to actually make more of their own natural tears.
So if you're going to do something to my eyes, I want to know if it's going to hurt and for how long. So what's the story there, Dr. Johnson?
Postoperatively, pain is minimal. Patients sometimes feel that they have a hair in their eye for a few days.
Okay, a hair in the eye, that's tolerable, I suppose, especially if my eyesight has vastly improved and I may never need to wear my glasses or contacts again. Earlier, Dr. Johnson, we talked about who can benefit from eye LASIK, but let's talk a little bit more about who's a good candidate.
Anyone with a refractive error may be a candidate. There's an extensive exam and strict criteria are applied to ensure that the procedure is safe for a particular patient. Some patients, such as those with thinner corneas, may not be a candidate for eye LASIK, but may be a candidate for advanced surface ablation, which is an alternative procedure which still uses the precise custom view technology.
Okay, so if you're not a candidate for eye LASIK for whatever reason, you still may be a candidate for other types of vision-correcting surgeries like the one you just mentioned. Any others like PRK? Is that something you can offer?
Yeah, we're going to be offering that as well. There are some patients who aren't candidates for eye LASIK, be it that they have thin corneas or we see something on their corneal scan that indicates that eye LASIK may not be the safest procedure for them. In those cases, advanced surface ablation may be the best procedure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're not the only UF ophthalmologist who specializes in refractive surgery. Tell us about the others on your team.
We have three refractive surgeons available for consultations, myself, Dr. Sonal Tooley, and Dr. Manali Sakalkar. We're all three fellowship-trained in the treatment of diseases of the cornea and in refractive surgery. We have an employee dedicated to receiving inquiries about eye LASIK and setting up appointments for evaluations.
Dr. Johnson, just to close out, I'm sure the question on everyone's mind, how safe is eye LASIK, and is it safer than other types of vision-correcting surgeries?
For the right patient, it's a very safe procedure, and I'm very compulsive about making sure that a patient doesn't have any contraindication to the procedure. With the Intralase, it's even safer than conventional LASIK, avoiding one of the most dangerous pitfalls of traditional LASIK, which are flap complications. The risks of flap complications are possible with Intralase, but they're dramatically reduced.
Okay, well, that's reassuring news for all of our listeners, I'm sure. Great information about eye LASIK, Dr. Johnson. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me in the studio today. It was great to be here.
And remember, listeners, if you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment with a UF ophthalmologist at CHANS, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall. Take care. Thank you for listening to Shan's HealthCast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's HealthCast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shan's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shands.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shands hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shands, the science of hope.